I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
We talked about campaign finance this week.
Yeah. So, Holly, what led you to do this?
Were
you
just don't remember.
Curious? Okay.
It seems like 100 years ago and the tunnel was a tight crawl and miserable.
When you told me that was what you were working on, I was like getting ready to go visit family. So I just like I wonder what prompted that, because it's such a specific.
I'm sure it was a discussion with my husband or one of my friends, or it was like, why do they need money all the time? Mm-hmm. You know, like we've all had that discussion when it's like one more email and I'm going to throw my phone across the room. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, well, because they do need money. Surely there are rules here. Mm-hmm. I know there are rules. How did that happen? That's, you know, how all shows start, right? Mm-hmm. I know there must be a reason for that. Let's look it up. And then I was like, oh, that'll be neat. And I actually got really into the Swartwout scandal because that was pretty fun. That part of it is fun because it's long ago. not quite as directly impactful on our day-to-day lives. And it is one of those things, like I was saying at the end of part two, like I find all of this very depressing because it really is like, if you have power and money, you will continue to have power and money. And if you don't, well, you're in trouble and you better hustle, which is not a great message to live with in your heart. But
no.
I still think it's important to understand that that's how it works and what's been happening and how we got here.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, it will make people at least understand that when. I do remember a discussion that happened a while back, but whatever our most recent conversation that really led to this episode was, of like that question of, okay, but wait, why did they say if I don't raise X amount of money, then I'm out of the race?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is that a rule? And it's not so much a rule as like a recognition that like you can't compete if you're below a certain threshold. I mean, I guess I think it is rule, but I don't know. I haven't looked that part up. It makes it really disheartening, I know, for people who maybe want to support candidates that are not, from money. I mean, most of our political candidates, not always, but a lot of them still come from families with money.
As someone in Massachusetts.
Right. Right. But there are instances where people who are not that are managing to run campaigns and get elected. But there's still bias there that's inherent of mm-hmm. like money equals power. I mean, that horrible quote of like two things are important.
Mm-hmm.
money and I don't remember the other thing. Like, it's still kind of true. Not fun to think about it, you know. But important, because if you understand the system, then you are more equipped to understand your place in it and how you might be able to change it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
my PSA for the day. I feel like I would rather talk about kitties and raccoons and ravens anymore, but mm-hmm. I'm becoming a crazy woman who just wants to stare at the animals on my deck and ignore the real world, but that's not a very good way to live either.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Listen,
I don't know.
Would I nominate one of my ravens to political office? Maybe. They're fun. They understand group dynamics. They seem to work out their problems. That's a rich fantasy life that we should not indulge too much, but it's fun to think about once in a while. Yeah, I also, you know, an informed populace is going to make better voting choices anyway. So
that's at least the theory.
The more you
like,
know.
Like, that's been the theory going back.
It doesn't always work. This gets into something we've talked about so much, right? Media literacy and understanding where your information is coming from and what sources are trustworthy and what sources are biased. And that gets trickier and trickier as we go on. And it continues, I think, to get trickier and trickier. You know, a lot of what is going on in current events in entertainment with the strikes that are going on, mm-hmm. much of that is because there are efforts to replace humans with AI creations, mm-hmm. which sounds good on paper to someone who wants to save money, I'm sure, but like that also is going to make it harder and harder to discern the trustworthiness of your news sources.
We've talked about some uses of AI in our Unearthed episodes,
mm-hmm.
that to me feel like good and appropriate uses of AI. Like,
100%.
Like with an Indigenous community's permission, sending a drone into a cave and having AI help spot artwork in that cave.
Yes.
And then having a human being then work with those results. Like that, that's like, we're protecting the cave. We're protecting the artwork that's in there. We're probably spotting stuff that would not have been spotted with just a human being on their own trying to either go into that cave, potentially damaging it, or like looking at photos. Like that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But having ChatGPT write the new articles for your website.
Not great.
Not a fan.
Not great. And I recognize that, like, in the ongoing strikes with the Writers Guild and SAG-AFTRA, that's related to, you know, fictional stuff. But, mm-hmm. like, this is creeping into things like news sources and whatnot. So I didn't want people to think I misunderstood
right.
what was sure, going sure, sure, on sure. there. But they are related, because this is a trend that's going on in all media, both creative and theoretically informational.
Yeah.
which sometimes gets real creative.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think Abuelita knows best? Wilmer Valderrama here, executive producer of the podcast De My Abuelita First. And we definitely do. Join us while our host Vico Ortiz and our abuelita Liliana Montenegro play matchmaker for you loving hopefuls out there. Vico?
Yes, yes, Wilmer. We are ready for another wild ride. Listen every Thursday as Abuelita Liliana and I meet three single cuties who will vie for a date with one lucky dater. Except, to get their heart, they have to win over Abuelita first.
How PG is this?
Not at all. Totally are. Abuelita's here, so bring it.
Through speed dating rounds, hilarious games, and AI, Abuelita's intuition, one contestant might be lucky enough to become the perfect match. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps.
Listen to De My Abuelita First as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to ask you a question completely unrelated to all of this.
Because great.
I have found myself being like, do I have depression right now? Or am I just living in a world where I know things that I don't like? What has been making you the happiest in the last week?
So I went to visit my parents.
Yes.
And I feel like I have a pretty good relationship with my parents, but a number of things are stressful. And so I wanted something to read while I was there that would not be a stressful read.
Yeah.
And the book that I got was called Legends and Lattes. Legends and Lattes is a book about an orc who gives up fighting to open a coffee shop.
I love this.
Yeah. And like there is a stressful thing that does happen. But it plays out in such like a kind, found family, community building kind of way that, it was a very good choice of reading material, to read in my, you know, while on a visit to see my parents.
Is there lots of beautiful description of coffee?
Yeah. I don't really want to spoil. It's hard to spoil anything about this book. It's literally about an orc who starts a coffee shop and like the process of creating the coffee shop menu and all of that. But along the way, there is an invention of biscotti, essentially, and of chocolate croissants. Yeah, as someone who spent a lot of my 20s and early 30s in coffee shops, I had a big affinity for this book. And pre-ordered the second one as soon as I was, which is, you know, obviously, I don't know if it's going to be about the same character, but set in the same world by the same person. I pre-ordered the next one after that. So how about you? What's making you happy?
You know, the thing that always helps my brain, and I find myself doing it without any conscious decision, and then I go, uh-oh, I've been doing this for too long. Is always creative things.
Mm-hmm.
And often it is designing fabric prints.
Nice.
Which, you know, is just like a good way to make order out of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I feel like, especially if you know, like, I want these components in a fabric print. I have been doing this for a very long time as a hobby. My favorite thing on earth is to come up with somewhat ridiculous but hopefully joyous floral prints that have Star Wars elements to them.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I have a lot of clothes that are that. Because then I'll have them printed and made into things. And I have accidentally, I had not been doing it for a couple months just because I've been too busy. And it's like, I can't set aside time to, you know, I mean, at that point, like when you're working in Photoshop, there's a lot of meticulous stuff. Here is a great place where AI has become helpful, right? Programs like Photoshop now, and even on your phone, depending on what phone you have, but I think most of them do this now, like the ability to isolate an item from a background has gone from painstakingly erasing the outline of it and trying not to miss any details and then separating it that way to now just saying, select the object from this picture. And it's not 100%, but I'd put it in the 85 to 90 territory, which makes that kind of thing a lot faster because then you're doing less of the meticulous part. It's kind of like your mise en place for art. Like you just, you can have all your pieces ready super fast and then you can just play making actual art, which is really, really fun.
Yeah.
And I like clothes and fabric, so I like to envision what they will be as I am goofing around with them.
Yeah. This conversation has reminded me a bit of a podcast that I used to listen to all the time. And the only reason that I stopped was I stopped having so much podcast listening time. And that was Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. I don't know if they're still doing this, but for as long as I was listening to it, they ended their episodes with what's making you happy. And they would kind of go around the room and they would each say what was making them happy that week, which was, you know, always brighten my day a little bit.
I need it. That and Agnes, our deck raccoon, has brought her five babies to visit many times.
Aww.
And I, as a caveat to anyone listening, like we didn't ask the raccoons to come to the deck. We started putting out food for birds and they started showing up and eating. And we noticed Agnes was pregnant, or I think she appeared to obviously being a nursing mom when she first showed up. And since she has come to think our deck is a safe place, we do not want them to think we're safe.
Right.
Right.
Sure.
You want them to retain their...
You are not habituating the raccoons
it's just
to your presence.
Gonna put them at risk when they think humans are okay. And
also
either,
rabies.
And also rabies. And also, like, you know, just... They're a wild animal. They're not meant to be my pet. As much as I would love to pick them up and hug and kiss them, no. So keep them scared. But we do on occasion, this is another thing we do only infrequently because you don't want them to also lose their ability to hunt and forage for themselves. Mm-hmm. But once in a while, we'll put out a couple of boiled eggs on the deck. And we don't usually seem to have good luck catching whoever gets it. It's either them. There's a possum that comes too. There is a very little possum that's been coming that I call Jeremy for no reason, who I think is the baby of our regular visitor, Blossom the possum. Listen, I have become the real world Linda Belcher when it comes to the raccoons and possums in our neighborhood. But we had not seen them finding the eggs until the other night, and it was the cutest thing I have ever seen.
That sounds, I am imagining what it would look like, and it sounds very adorable.
I will send you video as I tried to hold the camera up to the glass, but not in a way that showed me so that I could capture it and they wouldn't be like, oh, it's fine if she's standing there. Because I don't, like I said, I want them to stay feral.
Right.
They're cute as pie. My instinct is to be Elmira Duff and want to scoop them up and kiss them. Not good for them or us. So anyway, raccoons are making me happy. Raccoons and fabric. Find joy where you can. Mm-hmm. If you are about to have a weekend that includes time off, I hope you find all the joy, regardless of what that is that brings it to you, as long as you're not hurting anybody else. If you don't have time off, I still hope that you find some little moments of joy, whether that is feeding animals or reading a book. This book sounds very good, Tracy.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I am not really into fantasy stuff, and I'm like, but that sounds good. So we'll see what happens. I hope you find something that delights you, and whether that tickles your brain or just kind of lets you relax. Any of the above is great. We all need more of it all the time, in my opinion. We will be right back here tomorrow with a classic episode. And then on Monday, there'll be another brand new one.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo.
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.